Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Help me, guys, come on. Raise your hands, Madame Sidabia. As we finish up, my crown in me, I will turn, he said, send me king of power, bid him into me, TLC. Missing one crown in me, now who told me, say, send me king, be king of my, yeah, into me. Raise your voice, come on! Zabida, Let's close our worship. Come on. Answer, Sabi, that was your era. That was your era. Rain, oh God. 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 Rain! Shada da haya oko. Kadia da da asi. Dia da. Kana. Zielet. Kona na na. Shala na na na. Vriya na ba na. Tana na. Si zo. Zante. Dia. Raise your two hands as we pray. Eternal Father, we honor you. You are the God of all flesh. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. You are worthy. You deserve worship. You deserve dominion. You deserve power. We bless you because you are the essence of life. Thank you, Christ, for the cross of Golgotha that have translated us into the image of your dear Son. Father, we honor you. We pray that your exalted word will be revealed to us. We will see Christ this morning. We did not come because of the church. We are not here because of the preacher. We are here to see Jesus. We want to see the Messiah and the workings of his power. We want to see his wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. We want to come to the place of his manifold glory and love. We want to be like Jesus, talk like Jesus, live like Jesus, yeah, flow like Jesus. We want Jesus' grace to smear all over us. Yes, we want our homes to be Christian homes. We want to fulfill our days on earth, that when we are done, you can say unto us, good and faithful servants who have been faithful with little. We rebuke demonic presence in the name of Jesus. Let there be healing and release miracles in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap these hands. Clap these hands. Now I can feel you. Go ahead. This is not for a human being. Give him glory. Oh, Shade. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Good to see everybody. It's a blessing to have all of you in the presence of the Lord. Say a good amen. Whilst we are all still standing, I am going to use opportunity to read the mind of the Lord to you. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we came to see Jesus. We are here to see Jesus. We seek to see Jesus. Let me read this maybe in different versions. It's been a while I did it in different versions. In this one, the Bible says some Greeks were among those who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. In another version, interestingly, he said, verse 20, and there were some Greeks, Gentiles, among those who were going out to worship at the feast. The 21st verse, these came to Philip, who were from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request, saying, sir, we wish, it's a wish to see Christ. And another version is that they approach, you know, there were certain Greeks in town who had come up to worship in the feast. They approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? In the Amplified version, in verse number 20, of the Bible Amplified. There was some Greek gentile. Can I read that one? Then let me read it in my language. Hila fubi on mwaba fashana sinimusu wababe, sorry. When waba Philip wa wufri beside the Galilee and in chain, I mean verse 21. Wabe kachere me se, ura ye pese yehunu yesu. Christo no ena ye pene chida kwain. We have come to Christ, to the company of innumerable company of angels. We are in the presence of God. When Christ revealed himself to Andrea and to Johannes, the Bible said, whilst they were having a conversation, they said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Whilst they were they said, come and see. When they met the Christ, they were there with him for 3 days. They were with him 3 days, three nights, when they met Jesus. A woman met the Christ who had had a hemorrhaging issue, bleeding for 12 years. The Bible said the moment he touched the hem of his garment, Jesus stood and said, somebody have touched me. Simon said, Master, have you forgotten we are in the midst of so many people? He said, Peter, that's not what I'm talking about. Somebody touch me. Power, virtue has gone out of me. Power. The woman that was met at the very point of adultery, the Bible said, whilst Jesus was speaking to his destructors and the people that had come to stone her, whilst they were having a conversation, the Lord made an inscription on the ground and said, the person that have never sinned before should be the first to cast a stone at the woman. I believe that even if it was Kofi Otro, I would have said, this woman deserved to die and should be in hell. But Jesus did not even address the woman, was addressing the people that were trailing her. And the Bible said, if anybody has not sinned before, let him be the first to cast the stone. They remembered and reminded themselves of the numerous sins and iniquity, transgression and wickedness. And everybody dropped their stone. Then Jesus took time to address the woman and said, woman, where are your persecutors, haters, and your trailers? The woman said, none can be found. He said, then I do not condemn you also. Go and sin no more. Go. That Jesus did not condemn an adulterer, the one that was picked up. Like I will always say, it is an interesting world and an interesting society. Have you ever seen any one single person that have committed adultery before? Where was the man? Why are women so much stereotyped and given situations where they cannot defend themselves? It will be an exceptional case for a woman to seduce a man. But oftentimes it is a man that goes after a woman. So then why do we leave the man and go after the woman? Allow me to read Revelation chapter number 2. I will pick it up and start from possibly verse number 13. Maybe let me start from verse 12 for the sake of understanding. Book of Revelation. The Bible said, and to the angel of the church of Pergamos, and that is my theme for this Sunday, Pergamos. These things said he that have a sharp, D-sharp sword with two edges. In the 13th verse, he went further and said, I know thy works, that thou dwellest where Satan's seed is. I'm going to take my time in this particular verse and speak to you concerning the ways of God. The Bible said, and thou holdest fast thy name and holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Another reiteration. And therefore, I will read this particular one in diverse, possibly two versions of the scripture, and I will allow you to take your seats. I know where you live, there where Satan has his throne. You are true to me, and you did not abandon your faith in me, even during the time when Antipas, the faithful witness, was killed where Satan lives. So the first retaliation is where Satan's throne is. And then secondly, Satan lives where his throne is. When it came to the church of Smyrna, the Lord didn't say Satan lived there. The church of Sardis, he didn't say that. The church of Pergamos is particularly, you know, what we are going to talk about. The church of Philadelphia, he did not, even the church of the Laodiceans, he did not say that. But the moment we got to Pergamos, he said Satan's throne is there. Right now, the throne of Satan is not only in a particular location, it's in a system, the cosmos. The world has that particular throne in that particular place. And so everybody, I welcome you into the presence of God. But in the place, this is interesting. He said, you are true to me. Jesus is writing. True to me. And you did not abandon your faith in me, even during the time where a preacher, a prophet, a faithful man of God was killed. It did not deter your faith. At the time, it did not deter your faith. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I give God the glory for everybody. This is a W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We are transmitting live this morning on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. I welcome all the audience on radio and also live on Obatampa, 92.5. Welcome all of you into the presence of the Lord. Everybody that is on GNM and Sun Television, good morning to you. Let me welcome our friends from Facebook, YouTube, and podcast, and give God the glory for their lives. All the guys on Telegram, good morning. And let me use the opportunity to welcome my audience in church in person. It is a joy and a blessing. I'm going to be with you from now until the top of the hour. It's going to be a great blessing. Say amen. I haven't forgotten Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. I'm going to put it at a tail and put a conclusion on my message on that particular one. Say amen. What does it mean for Satan to have a throne? Jesus made a public acknowledgement that Satan has a kingdom and is standing. He said, if Satan fights Satan, then his kingdom cannot stand. In other words, he has acknowledged that Satan has a kingdom and is standing. Satan, he has a kingdom, and that kingdom is standing. I'm living in a difficult time. The time in which I'm living in is so difficult that it is difficult for even a person to maintain the concentration and the focus for your first love and your first works. The love that you came into this building the first time you entered here, I can boldly tell you that this is not it. I am not talking to the people online. I'm speaking to you. This is not it. And everybody, ladies and gentlemen, will need somebody like a John the Baptist to be able to direct the way and try to tell, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. They will need somebody like that to be able to be the voice in the wilderness crying, preparing the way of the Lord, making the paths of God's way straight. And so when John started preaching in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 8 and started speaking, whilst he was preaching, there were some kind of interesting statements that he made. He said, bring forth therefore fruits that is worthy of repentance. So the message was clear. Repent. You cannot hear the gospel and not repent. You can't hear the gospel. You cannot be coming to church for 1 year and still be the same. Because the gospel is a transformer. The gospel transforms people. You cannot hear the word of the Lord and remain the same. This is why John said in John the 15th chapter, the 3rd verse. As a matter of fact, let me read from verse number 1 so that you can be able to understand the cause of what he was talking about. Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. In the 2nd verse, he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bear even more fruit. And then in verse number 3, which is my, you know, point, he said, now you are clean through the word. You are clean through the word. Can I read John chapter 1 just to remind you that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same Word which was with God from the beginning. The Bible said, through him were all things made. Without him is nothing made that has been made. In the Word is life, and the life is the light of men. The Bible said that the light shined in the darkness, and darkness could not cover or conceal it. The Bible said, interestingly, there was a man sent by God whose name was John. He came, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. In the 8th verse, the Bible said, he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. And so in the verse 9, the Bible said, interestingly, that was the true light, that the light that shineth in every, that lighted every man that cometh into the world. In the 10th verse, he said, he was in the world, but the world, and the world was made by him, and but the world knew not him. In the 11th verse, he came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become children of God, even to them that believe in on his name. In the 13th verse, the Bible said, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. In the 14th verse, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I want you to note that one, because I will reiterate that. Grace and truth, the components and the capacities of salvation. Grace and truth. Verse 17, interesting verse. The Bible says, for the law was given by Moses, but the same grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Therefore, when I mention Jesus, that I want to see him, I want to see grace and truth. The modern day church have embraced grace quickly, but has rejected truth. We have rejected truth. And so we want to hear nice things. The Lord will bless you, lift you. You are going to Germany. You will receive double. He is a God of wonders. Even Satan knows that he is a God of wonders. Yeah. God will lift you. And therefore, the church of my time have become, you know, so diluted and contaminated to follow the pressure of the people, what they want to hear. See, that's what Paul was saying in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 3. He said, for the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap up for themselves teachers having itchy ears. But it goes verse 4. He says, they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They will embrace the grace, but as for the truth, they will turn their ears away from the truth. From the truth. Tell a young girl that God will judge your deeds and your acts with somebody's husband. Instantly, they are offended. Rejection of truth. Jeremiah 8:9. He said, you have rejected the word of God. What wisdom do you have? Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 9. He said, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is it in you? Is it in you? How? Now let me put our theme on the screen and let me pick up this as Pergamos. It comes from the Greek word exalted or a high place, a hill. It comes from bibi like pampas or kunkonso. Yeah, nitriso. That is where the idea and the revelation comes from. Pergamos. He peels up on that particular course. This particular, when you read, I think it's Genesis chapter number 11 downwards, when you read Genesis, is that start from chapter 10, and then it builds up into chapter 11. There is a man the Bible calls Nimrod, and the Bible calls him a cunning hunter. And the Bible said that Nimrod was the builder of the Tower of Babel, the light that was raised up in the name of Babylonia. And so whilst he was building that particular thing, the Bible said that God sat in heaven and said that the people had one mind. When you read from verse number 1 to verse number 9 of Genesis chapter 11, the Bible built up some cause in that particular place. And so the Lord said, because they have one speech, they can do anything. If there is synergy and harmony, a people can be able to do everything. If a husband agrees with a wife, they can build up their children in the fear of God. But the moment the husband says A and the wife says B, there is confusion and there is dislocation of synergy. And those people, ladies and gentlemen, cannot succeed. I want to see Jesus. I seriously want to see Jesus. I want to come to the place where Christ is known by me and I am known of him. He knows me. I know him. President Akufo-Addo does not know me personally, but I know him as my president. I want to ask you, do you know Jesus? And the other question will be, does Jesus know you? Do you know Jesus? We all know the King of the Ashantis, His Majesty Otumfo-Osei-Tutu II. We all know him, but does Nana know you? I really want to see the Christ. It's not a joke for somebody to lay down his life for you when you were even a sinner. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. Yeah. Even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter number 3. Verse number 23. Interestingly, we have left the basis and the church does not talk about it anymore. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Verse 24, the Bible said, interestingly, but we are justified freely by grace, by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. I build a feather. Nimrod, the Bible said, married a woman. And that particular woman, when he married that woman, because of the deeds of the people that was on earth at that time, God was angered and the Lord killed Nimrod in a battle, a fierce battle. When Nimrod was about to die, his wife was pregnant. And that when the baby was born, the wife took over the kingdom and told the people that the baby that is in the womb is divine. And that particular divinity of that baby, in other words, that he is a human being, and yet they are portraying that particular human being as a god. And therefore, while the child was born, this woman was able to tell the people, interestingly that it is Nimrod that has reincarnated himself. And so Nimrod, when he grew up, he married his own mother and started making babies. And those babies, they called them gods. And this is the kind of cult or religion that grew from that particular, you know, Phoenicia to Greece to Roman. And that is why we can have people who they call gods, like Jupiter, like Mercury, like Zeus, like Olympios, and so on and so forth. One of those, you know, is Asclepius. Asclepius, you are a medical doctor. The Asclepius rod is the rod with a snake around it. You know, they believe that there was a demigod by the name Asclepius. And Asclepius lived in that particular time and was believed to be a god. And any time he stood with a rod with a snake around it. Isn't the same thing which was written in John chapter 3, verse number 14? You know, when the Bible was building a course, he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And the Bible said, and whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In other words, the devil will copy and replicate what the word of the Lord says. And so it is no more the rod of Moses, it is the rod of Asclepius. Yeah. The enemy is gradually corrupting the hearts of people. Gradually. And therefore, in my time right now, the worship of Christ, the real worship of Christ, Jesus and his church, is fading out. What we are seeing now is the worship of man. Because human beings have become God. Preachers. Oh, preachers. And sorry, baby, I'm serious. Something is wrong, sir. Something is wrong. I didn't come to see the preacher. I have said when I started the W3, I said it many times. I said the message is more important than the messenger. Yeah, the word I'm talking, the message is Jesus. The message cannot be compared to Kofi Odro. Jesus cannot be equated to Kofi Odro. I said, ignore the messenger and grab the message. You better take hold of the word of the Lord that is able to transform you and bring you eternal life. I see the worship of demigods, people, human beings, and this is why we have immortalized human beings in our minds, in our heart, in our conscience, even in our spirit. Because we are not here to save man. It is not only preachers we are serving. No. I mean, when I look at the way we have, you know, printed all stuff, and I thank God for paraphernalia and souvenirs. I thank God for them. But the moment the heart is away from the word of the Lord into the paraphernalia, the handbands, the t-shirts, the stickers, the moment the picture of the preacher has become like, pray for us, a dead preacher, and people are on his grave asking God to remember them. No one wants this. I still want to see Jesus, not the human being. Another way by which people have turned into Nimrods is politicians. We serve politicians. Oh, political parties. Yes! Opa, opa. Oh, yeah. Politicians have become demigods. Ready up Nigeria. Demigods! Politicians, we serve politicians. People have died in the 2020 election. There was a group of people in a truck on the Kumasi Highway, died on the street, cold blood, in the name of politics. me catcher say me nko crusade and ka want na track. If I have told you we are going to preach in Kumasi, sit in a truck from Accra to Kumasi, you won't do it. But the politician says, let's go. You can sit in a truck and yell on top of your voice because the political system has become a god. I want to see Jesus. Football. Go to Argentina. Diego Maradona has a temple. Go to Madrid. Football is a god. Apostle Apia and his wife said, Minia, I was in Madrid, Spain, and he took a video and a whole temple. It is the temple of football. And the people that plays football, their pictures and their images are statues. And there are people like an altar, and they have bowed themselves worshiping football. And you are here, you know, going crazy about Real Madrid and why Madrid and whatever, you know, Chelsea and Manchester. If there was a match this morning of Champions League final, most of you here will not be here, because football is your god. I'm talking, I still want to see Jesus. The love for Christ have gone. It's gone. It's depleted. It's depleted. Who's on the memo? Who's on the army? We serve football. 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 Blaster, flow, cry. One more movie. One more bar, me, I bought them. So I'm about me and bottom. Blaster Shaba could be to me the day they free. I could have a John Shaba. But whilst I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, if I say amen, many struggle to say amen. Struggle to say amen. Will be best to me to solo catch the air. Say, Edda, you are in Grofusha Bakuya, Yeribefi, Yesheba Kumese, Neyiri, Solosa Neyiri, from a movie called Kwan Hobai. I still want to see Jesus. The love for the cross is gone. Yes, you want a free. apart from football, now we serve celebrities. Which is a celebrity trending? Who has 1 million followers on Instagram? May I remind you, Ebony also had followers at the time that she died. Nobody had followers than her, as she did. She has faced a maker. If it is hell, she is there. If it is heaven, she is there. We serve celebrities. When Michael Jackson was alive, people could go to Michael Jackson and faint. Oh, Michael, Tim. Michael, Tim. I'm serious. We couldn't see anything wrong with her, with him. Nothing wrong. Gelia nanu obe wichi jinga wahe. Isha sayedi ya akushifuo ni ejiwo. Akushifuo eni ejiwo. Enipa echira chire boni. Those are the people eni eniji womo. Adia tene, adia, a pejanipa, and in the conquajim, yem pesa aquano. Adia, in the days where, you know, a pilot raised his voice and said, who should I deliver unto you? They said, deliver Barabbas to us and kill Jesus. No, I said, Barabbas, Diana, why am I a man? I said, yep, Barabbas. Ochiremona to, ochire a woody, ochire said, ye kunipa, but on one, ye pen, quies. We reject him. Kuno. And so We love celebrating. As soon as he is coming to Ghana, you will be shocked that somebody will leave communion and be at Accra Sports Stadium. When these guys organize their program at stadium, there are people who go and queue and queue and queue and don't get tickets. But if there is a crusade at Independence Square, we don't care because we have rejected Christ. We have rejected Christ. We hear Roman, we hear Methodist, we hear Apostolic, we hear CSC Pentecost, we hear Royal House, we hear Action, we hear Central, we hear Solid Rock, we hear Sorry Awagan and now Perez Chapel, we hear Sorry Awagan and then Bissam was into heaven. Serious, you be Sassam, you be not heavy, you be a good knee. I'm telling you. Ye guru Christo. Serious! Inyame some bachiri bachiri nwa edene nam hono. I'm telling you, ye mfang kong kwa ji. I told you the mind of God. We serve celebrities. Now, we have one clothes with a label on it. Shoes with a label on it. If it is not a sumesi, it's not a cloth. And so if you are wearing and to me, you don't know what's up. We want a Calvin Klein, a Gucci, a Versace, a Brioni, a Tom Ford, a Roger. We want something that has name because it's a celebrity. Let me produce a cloth and put Jesus on it. They will call it hate speech. Now Jesus has become hate speech. And church, don't see anything wrong with this. We are comfortably in our air-conditioned churches and we are fighting among ourselves, taking people's husbands and being offended with pettiness. That's what we are in church for. Pettiness. Ni ma mi be wale ame ba slam ishi mene ma mi be wale ame aslale. In papa yala ame ba ishi mene papa yala ame ti. This any editing ya mi fiye. You know, men and don't. I will not speak to this person anymore. You know, we resent each other and worship celebrities. Satan has a throne in church, resident in church. The throne is in church. Pergamos is in church. The worship of people. How can somebody be blasphemous to the point that a man can declare himself God and said, worship me? And this is why we have now come that ubi chia sofu kranu emunku tujan kutu fomo. What is this? What is this? What is this? In our culture, we respect people and we show, you know, do not take advantage of the courtesies that are given to you and feel like you are some kind of a god. I'm telling you! You are some kind of a god. So, you know, we worship labels. And even bags, even clouds, cars. If it is not a particular car, then it's not a car. Yeah. If it is not, if your birthday party is not done in a particular place, no, man, just say you didn't know anything. And that is why we are worshiping the world. The world! And the world right now, the system is four systems. Babylon, Babylonia, Lucifer, the Luciferian system, together with the season or the generation of the beast, the Antichrist, together. Yeah, so we are living in that kind of system, and people love to worship that system. Serious. The most dangerous worship at this moment is the worship of self. In the worship of self, We deny the existence of God. We don't need God. Who is God? We don't need him. And then if we believe that we have common sense. Therefore, we will use our own mind. You could use your own mind. And from 2020 to 2021, we were all locked down in rooms. You couldn't use your mind. We were all like headless chickens without a clue. Church was closed. Why didn't you use your mind? The people who never knew prayer was now looking for prayer. Then I realized how helpless our scientists are. How helpless our doctors can be. How helpless even our preachers can be. How helpless the politicians became. The president of Italy cried like a baby. The president of India was so helpless with tears. One day, the people that die in one day, then I realized that man is helpless. Limited. Very, very, very limited. Focus, please. Very limited in that sphere. And as I finish my presentation this morning, ladies and gentlemen, let me use the opportunity to talk to you about the last Pergamos system that we worship, money. We are worshippers of money. Mammon has become the biggest god right now. The biggest religion is money. You don't have money, you are useless. We don't want to talk to you. That Pergamos is in church. The person that can give, you know, $1,000, give him the right seat. Put him here in the pastor's book. Give him a gold chair. $1,000. Sit on the gold chair. Sit here. The person with 200 Ghana, hey, 200, take them to the back. Put them at the back and let them line up. Line up, 200. Ask for 20 Ghana for them, put them outside the street. Put them outside the church. This is why that even this spiritual sonship and spiritual, you know, fatherhood and motherhood and sonship and all that, that when people give big money, they are good sons. Good sons! The people with character, morality, dignity, obedient to the word of God, they are bad sons because they can't give money. It is so sad how the gospel is getting missing. And in the midst of all this, this is where God gave me a message to tell Ghana. We still want to see Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the lifter up of our hearts. Jesus, the covenant keeping God. It was the same Jesus that parted the Red Sea. It was the same Jesus that told Moses, "Why do you cry unto me? The Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. Pursue, go forward." It is the same Jesus that told David, "Pursue, overtake, without fail, recover all." Jesus. Now we have a church without Jesus. There is a church without Jesus. Now we have a church with Pergamos. Pergamos! We have a church with Babylon. We have a church with Lucifer. And the last one, we have a church with Jezebel. Jezebel is the general overseer. Jezebel controlled them, manipulated them, yeah, you know, exploit them, because the gospel now have become exploitation. We have turned the pulpit into extortion. We have turned the place of worship and prayer into the den of thieves. Yes, this business. It's why we have turned church into business. We sell this, we sell that, we sell this. This is for sale, that is for sale. Water from Jordan River, you know, mud from whatever, whatever is for sale. This is how much this costs. We sell oil, blue for this price, yellow for that price. And in all this, where is Jesus? We have thrown the exalted God and the revered Christ out of his own church, and we are here entertaining ourselves. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want Christ. If I see Christ, I will pay my duty. If I see Christ, I know him well. I will love and respect my husband and be submissive to my husband. If I love Christ and I know Christ, I will not evade taxes. I will pay my bills on time. If I know Jesus, all papers will be intact. If I know Christ, I will not bring cars into this country without the proper documentation. It's so sad now we have preachers who can bring cars, stolen cars, stolen cars, stolen cars. The team that came to the police headquarters said many of the cars in East Legon, West Legon, and Laboni are stolen cars. Stolen! And personally, this is a police for Akosi Singh. And also, by every Islam, they said they are busy. Boy, you chucha mema, and mema, and who don't want to share robe, and muchucha pong, nipa, and no ekusi. I want to know. I'm telling when you're me, attention, nina kwe muda. Aji attention. Grace and truth, not only grace. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. Because you are supposed to say, when Christ is in a place, you will be encouraged, you will be inspired, and you will be rebuked. Rebuked. That is Jesus. That is Jesus. Jesus is will tell you, hey, when you are the when he came to the temple, and he paid Jimmy was on the one full be a one chin. So I want to ask the question: how can you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? How can you escape? He is coming, his reward is with him, and to give unto every man according to his word. You can clap those hands in the house. Jesus. Young girls are in a house of God, no fear of God, because the preachers have stopped preaching Christ. They go and sugar daddies gives them money, and they give the preacher half of it, and they use the rest for tithe. And that is why the exalted, infallible word of God cannot be preached. Because I suffer in a bit of it. Because of bad demo now less than 2 years. Memfa ukre ni agro. A bread down. Let me pause for a moment and pay tribute to Sofo Anthony Kwejobuache. The Lord bless his soul. I don't care how you will see him, but anyhow you will see him, I will pay tribute to him still. We can have soldiers, whether they are wounded or in strength, we still celebrate them as soldiers. We are such that when somebody is wounded, we rather hit them more. We crush them until we destroy them. In the American Armed Forces, when a person is wounded, they will do everything to carry your body and take it back for an honorous burial. And so I will want to despite all the confusion that surrounds him in his latter end. When I returned from England, I watched Sofobuachi on TV, GTV. And when he finished preaching, he said, "Please, Uma Miskana me fanguye crusade." I said to my wife, "Ya chop money, ya dibe did this week, me enchichere ni mfangoma Sofobuachi." Because this is the preacher of salvation. I heard gospel from his mouth when I returned in 2010. I heard gospel from that man. And I am going to use the opportunity to speak to us. Ube Timasha Asiye Kama. Where we are here is a very important thing. Right now, I'm not talking to about Sofobuachi. I'm talking to you. Which is Shasia, Shasia, ye. Tomu baby, yes, no kura umpeni diat. Because I dreaming why ya di benya mifi, you know, and ya a pure conscience. Ipekununti na meba asore, me peyirinti na maba asore, me pegeti, me pesa mejima koso. Because I met many as Anima way now, baby. I'm serious. The reason why you are sitting here is because of your salvation. Jesus is a savior, 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 savior. Why are you for? Somebody shout Jesus. Savior. Adom no no. Oh, you are so Adom and no cry. No cry. We no cry for Adom. Adom no cry. And I like how, you know, the Bible puts it the other day. Very interesting. He calls Jesus wisdom and power. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 24. Wisdom and power. Yes, we nyansa. Usum yes. Na besi ne. Ubankra ha 20 years in new that so high and dying. Yes, untumo. Yes, we nyansa. 1 Corinthians 2:24. We nyansa. There's no 1 Corinthians 2:24. Let me get it. As I mentioned, let's read it. Hallelujah. As I closed, it is my prayer that everybody seated here will know the Christ and serve him well. Enche na yako. Say amen. Enche na yako. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, rather. Verse 1:24. The Bible said, "But unto us which are called both Jews and Greek, Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God." You should do more, sister. They meant to mean you more. Empaque won't worry. Yes, you know, will let you know that discernment akwe wo yere and adano or dada. Christo Timon, I'm on your own, be a Christo Timon. Be a waffle Christo, yes, you didn't have any running a crutch and quank what you take him would debanquage eternal life. Sandy Panon and a chimp bring ye. Serious! I don't have for my head inside. Tell you. You see, for young people like Lancelot, Sean, young people like that, let me tell you something. I see a young guy. Die! Any day, we are about Yeshua and who can shit it. Ono ne guy. Ya guy need be reason na no. Guy. And ya guy need the sugar daddy for the new be see now we have a family. No ne guy. Guy is the person who have given their life to Christ as Savior. When we go to church, when we come here like this, it shouldn't be of the nonsensical content. The preacher should be able to mount up the place and acknowledge that he is only a servant of God and not God. He is not a demigod. This is where we project Jesus Christ and him crucified. The love of God, who is Christ. The wisdom of God, who is Christ. The grace of God, who is Christ. The truth of God. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, atheist, no man cometh unto the Father except through me. This is the gospel, not nonsense. You can't wait till now, Ponokura. One happen, Waponokura. And so he said, and the Munchin Yamia Mobesomino, meaning me feared here. And so Jesus said the other day, Luke chapter number 13 and verse number 24, he says, strive, it is a war. Strive to enter into the straight gate, for many, I say, wants to enter, but they cannot. They cannot, because Konkonsa is fighting for your attention. Pornography is fighting for your attention. Yeah, flesh and carnality. This is the gospel. We necessary what Uben now be unu so Bible kita when ya brisa mi kopenya mi samati asemo esachi de nipa adie bi aniwa ya nipa esese na koma ene na kono die chiri te se menya adwen sachira menya adwen sachira. Repentance that is in Christ. Repentance that is in, am I preaching the gospel? Repentance, we are preaching, we are enye we ne adeji offering kasi. Because media make it will be a I'm telling you the word of God. Okay, you could yes, Jinaha. Yeah, can you was him? In Genesis, he was our creation power. In Exodus, he was our sacrificial lamb. In Leviticus, he was our law. In Numbers, he was our statistician. In Deuteronomy, Christ was the preparer for the exit or the you can use once them in the root. Now you can Christ and once them. It is not a joke. But Boswa deba 1st, 2nd Samuel, he was our deliverer. 1st, 2nd Kings, he was our kingmaker. 1st, 2nd Chronicles, Christ was the law that, you know, helped the people to surround every enemy that came up. You know, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, he was Esther's beauty. And go to the book of Psalms, he was our song. And go to the book of Proverbs, he is our wisdom. To the book of Ecclesiastes, he is our foresight. And go to, you know, move to the book of Song of Solomon, Christ is our lover. And I build up on those courses in Isaiah, our prophet, in Jeremiah, our intercessor, and build it up from there. And go in Daniel, he was our politician. You know, Christ, he was the governor. He are building it from there. In Micah, Obadiah, in Jonah, in Zephaniah, in Zechariah, in Joel, and build it even into Malachi. I'm talking about Jesus. In Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, he was the gospel. He was the good news to the world, to the people. I've command to be the Father. He was the gospel. Yeah, in Acts, he was the Acts of the Holy Spirit. He was the move of God. He was anointing. He was the grace that was outpouring and overflowing. In Romans, he was the word of God. He was the thesis of Paul. He was, yeah, you know, in book of Ephesians and Galatians and Philippians and Colossians and Thessalonica. Yeah, Christ, it was our epistle. Christ, Jesus is our epistle. Will be our Fenyamia Samuel, where you answer for the Cosias here. Will be our February, yes, you know, where you name the phone to move for the Cosias here. Yeah, I build up from even in the book of Timothy also, and Titus and Hebrews. Jesus was our alignment and balancing. Then in Jude, in Philemon and in Jude, and in the book of Revelation, he's our soon coming king. He's the King of Kings. He's the Rose of Sharon. He is the rope. He's the cherub. He's the anointed cherub. He's our judge. Yeah, he is coming to judge the nations for the kingdom of our God. Our kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and his Christ. The Bible said he will rule, he will reign forever and never. I'm talking about Jesus. I want to see Christ. I want to see Jesus. I don't know about you. I'm preaching the gospel. I want to see Jesus. I want to see the bread of life. I want to see the way maker. I want to see the heart fixer, the mind regulator. I want to see Christ. Am I talking to a people right now? Jesus, the King is coming again. The King is coming again. His reward is with him. He is coming again. We will see him in the clouds. We will see him in his might. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The King is coming again. I said the King, he is coming again. I said the King, he is coming again. The King is coming. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 7. I close with that. The King is coming again. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds, or all nations of the world and the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Revelation chapter 20 verse 12. The Bible said, behold, I come quickly. Yeah. Revelation chapter 20. I saw that. Okay. Revelation chapter 22 verse 12. You know, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give unto every man. Jesus is coming again. Coming again. The King will sit on his throne and judge the nations of the world. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. The male factor said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, verily I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise. I'm talking about Christ. Yes. Christ. Jesus Christ. And I sat in a memorial service. The preacher preached for 49 minutes and didn't mention Jesus. What is the preaching about then? What is the preaching about? What are we talking about? Yeah, sorry, for 49 minutes a person speaks and doesn't mention even the epicenter of the message itself. What are you talking about? And this is why our songs are full of I keep saying that the gospel is the gospel everywhere. The gospel is the gospel in America. The gospel is the gospel in Sudan. If you cannot preach, God will give you a visa in America. It's not the gospel. Because Americans, they don't need your visa anywhere. If God will give you a visa, it's the message. I say it's not the gospel. He is our propitiation. That's the gospel. He is our deliverer. That's the gospel. He is our sanctification. That's the gospel. Yeah. He is our regeneration. That's the gospel. He is our adoption. He has adopted us that we can cry, Abba, Father. That's the gospel. He is our redemption. That is the gospel. And he is our judge. Yeah, John chapter 5 verse number 34, John chapter 5 verse number 22 rather, he is our judge. You put even Revelation chapter 20 verse 12, I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book, which is the book of life. And the Bible said, and the dead were judged. The dead, including Bayredu, P.V. Obeng, Hawa Yakubu, Christian Achu, Anthony Kwejubu Ache. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Everybody. Verse 14, I close. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Let me read verse 13 for understanding. And the sea gave up their dead that were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. 15, if there is. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast. Sister, I have not prayed. Boss or not, he be true. She said, we didn't come home anymore. But tons or not, he didn't say, the truth. We didn't mean kwa mba ni mwa. Wa wadi ya ni yehunu. We didn't mean kwa mba ni mwa. O diamond ring yehunu. I drive a Rolls Royce. Without your name in the book of life, you drive a Rolls Royce. Matthew 16 verse 26. If a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, what benefit? What benefit? What benefit is there in? If a man, what is it going to profit a man? And so I stand here to say a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. Where you live doesn't make you anybody. What you wear doesn't make you anybody. What you drive doesn't mean anything. You are dust, and dust you shall return. I told you the gospel. This is the truth. When I see these politicians fighting over power, I look at them and with amazement. I'm serious. Because in the next 30 years, almost all our politicians will be dead people. History, I'm telling you. At 30 years to every politician looking for power right now. Paco be at 30, 30, 30. And look at the number of ages. The meanness will be at the same. The two hands are lifted. Let's sing this old hymn. Take my life and let it be consecrated. Put a tin there for us. Let them flow in season. Let's sing it again. Take my life and let consecrate a Lord to me. Consecrate a Lord to take my more and my more. Two answers on your heart. We want to talk to Christ just like Mary of Magdala took the box of alabaster and cried, poured it at the feet of Jesus. And the Bible said, wiped it, perfume mixed with tears, and her hair was the sponge. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. And this morning, if you, from wherever you are backslided from, restore unto us the joy of your salvation and renew a right spirit within us. That's me who cries. If I say, I need Jesus, and Nante. That's me need Jesus, and Nante. Not I service. I want to walk, live the life, the higher life in Christ Jesus. Hey! Now, mobile, be merciful to our souls. He came unto his own, but his own did not receive them. But as many as received them, to them that believed in his name, he gave them the power, the right, the autonomy, the license, the ticket, the privilege to become the children of God. Into a simon where or dokwa a janedi adoye sewa freye winyan kupamba ensuye. John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, he said, dear winyan kupa wono no onye boni free se naba naba. Can you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you? Nobody can serve the Lord without the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is the propeller and the enabler, the paracletos, the paraclete. He helps you and aids you and strengthens you. The Holy Ghost empowers you to be able to stand for that which is right with God, righteousness. Yeah, it's the Spirit of the Lord that it will be able to grant. I want to see Jesus and walk in the perfect will of God. In the perfect will of Almighty God. Wherever you be going, whatever you be doing this, we commit it all into the hands of God. And before we pray for this nation, I want to see Jesus. Sing this song one more time. Take my life and let Lord to thee. Take my moment and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless. Our country needs Jesus. Our country needs Jesus. Psalm 16 from verse 2 to 4. The Bible said, they that follow many, many gods have many, many sorrows. Put verse 4, let's look at it. Psalm number 16. Their sorrows are multiplied, that hasting after another God. Their drink offering of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Chine se wonwa wudie nyame fufro echino. Woma won ya the dorsal. Gana ya ni biane tu usidi na son. I'm serious. Yane to see this. When you acknowledge and you do do we have a door. We say we know God one day, and then the next moment is something else. We have a door. As I stand here, we want to make intercession for this nation and ask God to remember and heal our land. In the precious name of Jesus, put your right hand on your heart. Play the national anthem for us. Flag that is on the altar of God and pray for this nation. Remember to pray for my president. This is the time where leaders need divine intuition and ideas how to leap over walls and run through troops. Please pray for Ghana. We ask you to heal our land. Heal our land. And forgive our iniquity. Forgive our wickedness and cruelty and bloodshed of innocent people. Any innocent blood that have stained the flag of Ghana. Heal it. Oh God, heal it. The blood of Major Mahama. Adam Mahama. The blood of J.B. Dankwa Edu. Even the blood of J.B. Dankwa Sr. Heal, oh God. The people die in prison for just petty political vindictiveness. Innocent blood is shed. Innocent blood is shed. Forgive the spilling of the blood of the generals and the judges. Forgive the wickedness that were purported in those days. People that were missing from this nation. All those bloods are crying out before that throne. Righteousness and judgment are the foundations of your throne. Have mercy, oh God. For righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach to any people. I pray for the president of Ghana. Reveal yourself to him, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. I stand here and make intercession for Nigeria. Even as they decide for a leader, God, come through. Deliver that nation from evil and bloodshed, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. My name is Kofi Odro. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. It's a joy and a blessing to come your way with this live broadcast service. Reminding you that we transmitted this live broadcast service from Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple here in Tesano, in the city of Accra, Ghana. I give God the glory for everybody who watched and listened. Take the word of God and repent from your evil deeds. And go live for Christ and bear fruits of repentance and righteousness, and it shall be well with you. May the Lord bless you and honor you. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249 80 9911. That's 0249 80 9911, or 0592296667. 0592296667. May the Lord bless you. On Tuesday, our non-denominational service is coming on. Next Sunday, we are having what we call the Big Sunday. We call it also the Great Invitation. I'll give you details about that. May the Lord bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I'll catch you in the next service. God will turn the wisdom of the wise into foolishness. Except the people that trust in him and has made God their ultimate trust. We are living in very difficult times. This time is not the time for joke. This is the time the Bible calls perilous times. I'm telling all the businessmen that are watching us that are here, I am telling you, this is the time to depend on God. This is the time. Yeah, this is the time. Anybody that depends on the arm of flesh connection only, you will fail. I'm telling you, who doesn't want to succeed? Queen died at the age of 96. She became a queen at 26. She reigned for 17 years. A debut we are queen in India. Fly planes, fly in yachts, you know, ride horses, you know, bird hunting, jewelry, dear, forget it, gold, diamonds, and all that. Dress Okima on Shattered, you know. But it went very high. Okima Dafo. It went high. Queen is coming. People line up, pray with the Okima Dafo. Be the better for me. Tear the maker. Be the better for me.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.